Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 14th of July 2017. Digital radio was celebrated at the now annual summer reception held on the rooftop at Global in Leicester Square this week. Ford Enels told us 20 million homes and 10 million cars now have access to digital radio. We also heard from LBC boss James Rea and the station's latest signing, Nigel Farage.
I'm a self-confessed radio nut. I have been all my life. I love radio. I love talk radio. I've been an LBC listener since 1978. And that's back to the days of Jeremy Beadle and the Bob and Doug show. But it was very much a London, you know, and South East regional show. Although I have to confess, and James hates this, but LBC is not my favourite radio station or programme. Test Match Special still has the edge.
Staying with digital radio news, and listeners in Leicestershire have better coverage from this week, with four new DAB transmitters turned on to improve coverage for 250,000 people in the county. Bowers Kiss Fresh has gone national for the summer on the D1 digital radio multiplex. Kiss PD Andy Roberts has hailed a new golden era of urban music. Mansfield 103.2 has gone public after being regularly interrupted by a pirate broadcaster. MD Tony Della Hunty was on Radio 4's Today programme this week to talk about the problem.
My mother said that I never should play with the naughty, rude girls in the wood. Their giggling talk I could never understand.
Now, if you know the rest of the words to that song, you will realise why we're not playing it in full. The Winkers song by comedy band Ivor Biggin suggests really what it's really about. This is not a track we play in full on a family show, but it has been played around a dozen times on a local radio station, Mansfield 103.2, in a series of rogue broadcasts. The managing director of that station, Tony Della Hunty, can tell us what's going on. You're being hijacked, Tony, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, spot on, Nick. That's exactly what's been happening. It started on a Saturday afternoon during a music and sports programme when suddenly we got a noise, and then out popped that song with a few unpleasant words just before it, and there was absolutely nothing we could do about it, and we're still trying very hard to do something about
it. Have you any idea how it's happening?
Yeah, we're told by Ofcom, who are investigating the matter, that you only need, and this is the frightening thing, because here it's just a bit of stupid music done by a clown, but you only need a small transmitter, you know, we can almost carry it round to do it. And if you can get near where there's an outside broadcast or a signal and you can overpower that signal, you're on the airwaves and you could be on it for all sorts of reasons.
Tony Della Hunty there. BBC Scotland's head of radio, Jeff Czerzinski, has announced he's leaving the corporation early next year. After 25 years with the Beeb, the reports his decision comes as Radio Scotland prepares to go all speech, with music programmes moving to a new digital-only sister station. Dave Berry has confirmed he'll be doing Afternoon Drive from 4pm weekdays on Absolute Radio when he joins the station from the 2nd of October. Dave's currently on gardening leave since his departure from Global's Capital London breakfast show earlier this year. Radio Centre has begun a new national radio advertising campaign to promote radio advertising. The creatives are intended to highlight the benefits of using radio as part of a marketing campaign, using characters who've missed out by not using the medium. Here's how one of them sounds.
Can't explain it. I didn't know.
Tracy Dennis, head of marketing.
You're just stuck in a way of doing things and...
Until recently, Tracy didn't know that radio advertising can make a real difference to her marketing, giving a return of nearly £8 for every £1 spent.
If only there'd been ads on the radio to tell me how well ads on the radio work.
Happily, Tracy's brand is now profiting from a healthy new relationship with radio. See radio differently at radiocentre.org.
Sheffield community station Imaan FM has had its licence suspended for 3 weeks after broadcasting lectures by an alleged Al-Qaeda leader. Ofcom says the material that went out on air during Ramadan was likely to incite or encourage crime or lead to disorder. The Darlington and Durham station Star North East, which almost shut down earlier this year, is changing its name. New owner View TV Group says it's going to rebrand the station as Rather Good Radio from the 1st of August. It's also announced plans for Rather Good Extra on DAB in North Yorkshire. Tributes have been paid this week to Paul Hollingdale, who's died aged 79. He was the first presenter on Radio 2, doing Breakfast Special on the 30th of September 1967.
This is BBC Radio 2, the light programme, and on 1500 metres long wave and VHF, with Radio 1 on 247 metres. Good morning. This is Paul Hollingdale on this opening day of Radio 1 and Radio 2, welcoming you to Breakfast Special, which will be broadcast on the usual light program wavelengths up to 7 o'clock. But at 7, well, Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 on 1500 meters and VHF. And, of course, Radio 1 on 247 will be breaking away for the first time with the Tony Blackburn Show.
Almost 50 years ago there, and before that, Paul had been on the Light programme, Radio Luxembourg and Forces Radio, and Paul went on after Radio 2 to work at stations including BBC Radio Brighton, Radio 210 in Reading, and Blue Danube Radio in Vienna. There have been tributes as well this week to Richard Findlay, who's died aged 73. He was the first voice on Radio 4 in Edinburgh in 1975.
6 a.m, Wednesday, the 22nd of January, and a very good morning to you all. I'm Richard Findlay, the programme controller of Radio 4, your new independent local radio station. Radio 4 belongs to us all, and it will be as strong and successful as we allow it to be. A dream is about to come true, because this, for the very first time, is Radio 4.
And Richard went on to be instrumental in the formation of Scottish Radio Holdings and was the CEO when its 22 stations were sold to EMAP in 2005. And don't forget, there's radio industry news every day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.